What's going on, Dumb Marks? How's everybody doing today? Happy Saturday. I got a busy edition here of the Dumb Marks podcast, episode 165 for you today. We got our final resolution and NXT deadline predictions. Donald, Jason, how y'all doing today?
Here. Today, good. Yeah.
Here.
Rough week. Rough week at work.
Any good stories?
Just like last week, I hate people. That's about it.
We got airing of the grievances coming up in a couple of weeks. So.
Nah, that's about all. But everything else, good.
So. Good. Mm-hmm. Jason?
Nothing.
No family stories for the week?
I sat here on my couch. For the week. That's it.
I don't blame him. That sounds nice. Got a busy weekend. I got to do my packing this weekend before I leave on Monday night. So,
hey, fun times for you.
That's always fun times. Yeah. Because anytime I pack, no matter if it's for work or for fun, it's like I always feel like I'm going to forget something. You know, and I'll be working while I'm on the trip. So it's like I got to pack all the work stuff up on top of my personal stuff. And then we're taking a van down, we're driving down. And we're going to do like one of those like things on the roof of the car, like for the luggage.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, we're limited on what we can have inside the car.
Yeah.
Cause on the way back, we're going to have another person and their luggage on top of that too. It's like plus gifts. Cause we're doing Christmas down there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, we got to pack all that shit up.
Like, unfortunately, Ty, I can't put that up.
Maybe I will, maybe I won't. Maybe. Give that one for Ty. How you doing today, Ty? Steve's not on at the moment. Hopefully he'll be joining us shortly. But yeah, like I said, got a lot of predictions to go through. NXT's got 7 matches. I think Impact's got 8. I was watching Impact this week, and we'll get to that a little bit later on. But they keep touting this as Impact's last show. I think they're supposed to be taping episodes after this, too. So it's like it's kind of weird that you're calling it Impact's last episode, but unless it is, and they're just going to do...
Was it their last big show? Like, big one as Impact?
It's not a pay-per-view, but it's like one of their like app specials. So like that's how they're touting it, but I don't know if they're going to... We don't have to.
Let's skip it.
I don't know if they're going to be having any more like weekly impacts, or if it might just be like recaps, because they do that sometimes at the end of the year. Like they'll do like best of the year, and then like what they'll do for going into Hard to Kill. Because really, from the start of Bound for Glory, they've been like on the go. You know, like at Bound for Glory, like here's your 2 matches for the next pay per view. And, you know, it's like, okay, we're already setting this up. So it's like they've been telling the stories already, but so we'll see how it goes.
That's good.
Really, for me this week, I wasn't big on wrestling at all. Like, I felt like an off week for the most part. I'm going to have a Mount Rushmore, but it ain't going to be much of a Mount Rushmore.
Type.
We know you're a fan already, Ty. You already said that a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I just truly watch one show, which is NXT, you know, my go-to. Everything else was fast forward through to see what happened. I stopped it by seeing if anything was important, but that was about it. So
I missed all of AEW. I still gotta watch it. I'm gonna watch it though.
I enjoyed the Edge and Christian match. I thought it was okay. Mm. You know, that was the match they were hyping up the most. Donald, go ahead and say it. Say your new catchphrase.
Viva la chica blanca.
Now, were you disappointed they gave that away on free TV, or? Or you just expecting more to come from it?
I mean, that's AEW doing WCW stuff.
It really is. I wasn't expecting Hogan Goldberg, you know, like this big moment. What happened, I was kind of what I was expecting. You know? Okay. I figured they did it because they were in Canada. You know,
yeah.
I figured that was important for it, you know. But it wasn't bad, you know. It was decent. The continued story of, you know, the devil and MJF and Samoa Joe and all that continued on. That had my interest a little bit. That was kind of it, so to speak, in wrestling for me. So, mine's going to be boring. So who wants to start? Same, but who has want to
start us off? All of my stuff is in NXT, so I'll do it whenever we go through predictions.
Okay.
Mine is too, but I'll just throw mine out there. We talk about moments over matches, yes. And I'm going to give mine the Last Legend for slamming Otis. That was
impressive.
That was impressive, and it kind of turned the crowd a little bit. And my thinking is, like, where do you go from here?
Yeah.
Especially when she picked up the second, you know, that second movement when you seen it was her strength. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Because the first one was all momentum from Otis, you know, but when she actually hooked it, I was like, all right.
Because then when they cut to her doing that summit, little cheers in the crowd, little claps for her. I'm like,
I was like, I'm just staying in the comments section today. I'm not even getting anything promoted.
Like I say, moments over matches. Nikita Lyons was a moment, and look, you ain't got to do nothing. She can just come out, and she's the fan favorite. So maybe they can jump off something with, or they can play off something with this. Take away from Metaphor, because that's just a
They're
all entrance.
All entrance.
And it has been for how long?
All entrance.
It's kind of funny because I mean, you guys know I don't watch NXT much, so I didn't see it this week. But the moment of slamming Otis, I saw on some non-wrestling pages this week.
Interesting.
Kind of like Nikita Lyons.
I saw Nikita Lyons in some reels, you know, and that was cool. But yeah, it's like whenever I saw that, like, oh, I was like, okay, they got something here, you know.
They had Nikita Lyons on local news when that happened.
So no, that's a good moment to have.
Yeah.
You know.
This is where do you go from here?
That's an interesting question. That can probably be a question for a lot of wrestling as we end this year.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't see her winning the thing though. The
Iron Survivor.
Yeah. Called last chance you. Like, what the fuck am I thinking about?
mine for the week, and I'll talk about them, we can kind of go into the predictions for it. And then after predictions, we'll cover Jabroni. I'm going to give it to Impact for the week just because it was Impact with AAA down in Mexico with this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the matches were cool. Like, it was okay. But I just felt like it was nice because it was something different. That's the reason why I'm going to give it. It was different. You know, not something you're going to see all the time. It was a lot of Impact versus AAA or... you know, a face tag team combined against a heel tag team combined from the two companies. So there's a lot of different matches that you're not going to see like week in and week out. So I'll give them that just for that reason, like not a specific match or anything. Cause I didn't feel like one match stood out from another one.
Cool.
So with that, we'll get into some predictions. Do you guys want to do NXT? You want to do Impact first? You guys got a preference? Yeah. Don, do you want to do your Mount Rushmore? Like, is it in a match, or do you want to talk about before we start the predictions?
My Jabroni. I have two Jabronis and one thing, Mount Rushmore. So, I mean, we could do it when the match comes up.
Okay. All right, then we'll get into the NXT stuff first. Okay. So we'll start with the kickoff match. We got Axiom versus Nathan Frazier.
Maybe this might be match of the night. These two can always go. Yeah. These two can always go.
kickoff match of the night. Okay.
They had a good match on Tuesday.
This shouldn't be on kickoff.
Yeah. There's some matches on the regular card that should not be on the card.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, with two friends going at it, you know, a couple words here and there. Mm-mm. Thing. I'm going with Frazier in the match.
Okay.
I'll agree with you. I'll go Frazier. Yeah. I wonder if it turns eventually.
Yeah, that's what it's looking like.
Somebody turning on somebody, possibly.
And he can use a refresher. He can.
He can use a refresher. Frazier?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he can use a reboot for something.
That would be cool if they do something like that. I think they've been doing like a February event and then been doing WrestleMania weekend or like around WrestleMania time. So I don't know if that's what they're going to do this year. We'll probably find out tonight. It's a kickoff match. I'm going to go Axiom. Get the crowd going and get them hyped for some action. All right. So we'll get into the main card. Carmelo Hayes versus Alexis King. This is probably going to be Donald's match of the night.
I don't know. The way that they put Alexis King out there just in the middle of Carmelo and Trick's story going, I don't know. I think Alexis King might actually have Alexis win this.
I can't take him in that beard serious. So. I'm trying to decide what's better for the story.
Do tell.
I might have to agree with you. Alexis King might be better for the story.
Mm-hmm. Don't want to see it, but
no, yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. For the story of for the whodunit, still, you know, to keep it going on.
That's it, though, right? Like that's what this match is. You saw Alexis King run into the other room, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's what set up this match.
Yeah.
Sidebar, what is Ava now? She's like the GM of NXT? Uh-huh. She's making the matches.
assistant GM now.
You know what that is? Creative has nothing for you.
Yes, exactly. You're more than catering, but you're not ready for a ring yet. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think this story's over.
Yeah.
So it's definitely continued on. I saw someone on another podcast this week talk about they don't think that it was still Alexis King because you didn't see it actually happen.
Yeah.
Oh, what of if, course not.
Like, yeah, because they were like, what if... They think, and I forget who it was that said it, and that's why I don't want to say. Like, what if, you know, Alexis King ran in and he was already being attacked? Like, that type of thing.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Alexis is just low-hanging fruit, just to be whodunit. At the end of the day, it's going to be Carmelo who attacked Trick. Come on. Yeah. I already told you, it's Shawn Michaels, Triple H over again. The digitized face is going to come up.
We've watched enough wrestling.
This is tough because it's like, I don't know if they're putting Alexis over right now. Like, he is like a big guy. And it's like,
and the loss doesn't hurt Melo.
No, it doesn't.
No, not at all.
So, but what are they doing with Melo after this? Like, I feel like they're just, like, we felt like he was ready for main roster for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, is that it? Like, are we just going to get that payoff of a Melo and Trick match, and then he's gone? I don't think they're going to be in Chicago anytime soon. And there's your mark for the day.
I think once he has his match with Trick, which will probably be a Stand and Deliver, I think they might drag it out to that.
Yeah.
And Stand and Deliver, and then that's it.
Okay. That's how I feel like what they've been doing with Melo the past few months.
And,
they're just
dragging Braun it out. Also. And Braun also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I hate to go against Melo, but I think it makes sense for the story if Lexus wins. So, well, is that 3 for 3?
Yes, it is. So, Melo's winning.
Yeah. All right, we'll get into the steel cage match. Roxanna Perez versus Kiana James.
They already had that Halloween Havoc, like, whatever, playgrounds match, and now they're in a cage. You know, the playground match was more devastating than the cage. So,
and I hate whenever they do theme events like this, where the theme is supposed to be the Iron Survivor matches, and then we're going to add another the cage match on top of that.
Yeah.
I love this storyline. I love everything Kiana James touches.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a I'm a sucker for this one.
I bet you do.
But I'm gonna go Roxanne.
Roxanne had too many victories on the big stage. I think it's Kiana's turn to get a victory on the big stage. So I'm going Kiana.
You brought up their last match at Halloween Havoc. Who won that? I don't remember.
Roxanne.
Okay. With the loaded purse.
Yeah, I gotta give it to Kiana then. You know, if Kiana would have won that match, I was like, oh, this is the payoff. Roxanne's winning. But if Roxanne won that match and that wasn't the payoff, you know, like, it doesn't make sense to bury Kiana at all. You know, she's talented. They're both talented. You know?
Yeah.
You know, Roxanne has already been champ, but you're looking at both future women's champions on, again, in NXT or even on the main roster.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Kiana.
Yeah. The one have to win a big match if you want to build them up.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, this makes more sense. You want to make her look strong or stronger? This is the one to do that with. Around the horn, Roxanne's win.
Yeah.
Donald's match of the night. North American Championship, Dom Dom versus Dragon Lee.
Jabroni number one. Jabroni number one. Only the reason for Jabroni is how did Dragon Lee get the Charlotte Flair treatment? You haven't been nowhere.
I thought you were calling Dragon Lee a jabroni first. Like, I was like, wow, really? Like,
how did Dragon Lee get the Charlotte Flair treatment? Just like out of nowhere, I get a title match. Dom Dom called the shots. Third best in the world called the shots. I'm sorry, but hey, after Wes gave his after Wes gave his shot up, Dom should have had it off there.
I agree. But I'm here for the match.
Yeah, I think this match is going to be a really good match, too, Jason.
Yes. Like,
I honestly, I was looking forward to Dom and Wes Lee, too. So no,
I was definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah. So I think this is a very, you know, this is probably who can we put in that's going to give the same style and quality of the match that we were expecting with Dom and Wes Lee? And so it's like, yeah, you know who's winning. You know, that's a given. You know, it's like the only thing that they're doing here is giving you somebody from the main roster to give that little doubt. You know, they're on the main roster. The title's already on the main roster. Dragon Lee could beat him too. But
if it was Wes versus Dom, I definitely would have picked Wes to win. Okay. I think Dom had the title long enough.
Mm-hmm.
He did stuff with the title, you know, on main roster and down at NXT, you know, and I think Dom's title run should be over with. But now since it's Dragon Lee, I'm picking Dom, of course, to win. Then by hopefully next pay-per-view, whenever he puts the title up, they already have somebody built up enough to take the title off of him.
Since Dragon lost on SmackDown, I figured if he'd have won, why would you keep going for one title and have another title? We're not doing two belts. So this isn't Kingston. So I was going to I'll go Dragon for the win.
New champ.
New champ.
Okay.
Interesting.
Just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, new champ.
Okay.
I mean, I had Wes winning, so.
Yeah.
Are you going to drag it out or just roll the same storyline with somebody else? I don't know. I'll go Dragon.
I think it kind of depends on what they have in the works on the main roster for Dom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're heading into the Rumble. We're going into WrestleMania season from there. You know, what do they have planned? Outside of, you know, Judgment Day shit, Dom's not really in any specific storyline on the main roster, like a one-on-one storyline.
You said Rumble's next month? Next month? Dom, number one entry? Going all the way?
I'll go, I'll go Dom versus Logan.
Okay.
Not bad.
Hit a sour snag in that friendship. Play off that.
So then you have a one-on-one match. You have him doing something at WrestleMania instead of NXT, possibly.
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
Dom winning the Rumble and challenging Seth and Roman for both belts. I'm going to unify both belts.
He's going to main event WrestleMania with Pepsi Phil.
That'd be interesting if they actually do. Because, like, right now I don't see the point of them taking the belt off of Dom.
Mm.
Right at this moment with the Judgment Day. Everybody's got titles. You know, Dom losing the belt isn't... Sorry, Donald. It's not going to really hurt anything in the story, in the overall
storyline. No, it's not.
Yeah. Like,
I'll make him more hungrier.
Could do that. I mean, or it, they all pressure him into going for another title.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's going against Walter or going against Logan. You know, because you're not going to feed him to Seth or Roman again.
What do you mean feed him to Seth and Roman? You mean Seth and Roman being fed to him?
The one day we don't have alcohol. I was going to go with Wes, but I'm going to go with Dom to retain for this one. We'll see. I don't think it's dragging it out with him, but I'm sure there's going to be something, whether it's another pay-per-view before WrestleMania or
hopefully
a TV episode or something. Mm-hmm. Like something will happen.
Because hopefully. Because
they do Valentine's Day or whatever?
Yeah.
Valentine's Day Massacre. Hopefully something, because it is starting to drag a little bit now with him in a title.
I mean, it's more a prop for him than a title.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he does defend it. And I'm not going to give him
mm-hmm.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
How we doing?
Where were you last week? I had my CM Punk shirt on for you.
He did.
He really did. So, yeah. We'll go with that. So, got a little difference here.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see who actually wins this one. All right, we'll get into the NXT Championship. Dragunov versus Corbin.
Give me Corbin. Just to piss Chris off. And he's due. He's due for something.
Due for shit.
The man has been gold down there in NXT. Cutting the best promos of his life.
Giving him the Dom treatment like Donald. fourth best wrestler in the world.
Number 3 on my list. Honestly, don't see him taking off Dragon off, but I want Corbin to win.
Dragon off isn't losing this at all. Not to get the belt for, 2 months? Yeah. And then just losing it. I mean, Kip Baron is doing, probably his best work since he's been with the company down here right now. They're definitely interested in the storyline and what they're telling. But Baron's just to help the young talent out. Elliot, for the win.
Dragunov for the win. He cannot be defeated by Corbin. That can't happen.
Chris will never watch NXT again.
No, if that happens. I don't watch NXT much now, but I will definitely not watch NXT anymore if Corbin wins the title. That's all I got to say about that.
You want to come in next week with a Lone Wolf shirt?
All right, we'll get to the Women's Iron Survivor Challenge. Who you guys got?
For me, it's a toss-up between Jordan and Henley. I want to start pushing somebody new.
Okay.
And both of them I see potentially. So I'll go, give me Jordan.
Okay.
Interesting. For me, there's only one person who should win this, and that's Tiffany Stratton. I think she got a raw deal out of it from losing to Becky. So I need to see her back on top.
I agree. That's exactly what I'm thinking, that this match is specifically to put Stratton back on top and in the title picture.
But
I like Blair too. I wouldn't mind even seeing Blair, but it depends on what they're doing with this. Like, are they going to try to do it like what they did? Like, women's had a different outcome last year with the whole Mandy Rose situation. You know, they rushed that, I felt. Mm-hmm. Whether that was planned out of this match or not, who knows. But then, like, you know, you had Melo hold off until WrestleMania time, you know, for Stand and Deliver. So it's like, I don't know. I don't know if that's good, you know, to hold off on it like a Money in the Bank type cash in for then. Or do I want to see it more like the next challenge? Since you're the number one contender, you're supposed to be the next challenger. But do I want to see that? Just two matches like this, just brought on quickly without story. But I'm going Stratton for the win. I think that's what this match is made for, is to get her back.
But then you have Tiffany take the belt off of Lyra.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
After one defense.
Yeah. Again, I think Tiffany got the raw deal out of Becky. She should have had a longer run. I think that was just a resume checker.
What's the message? I'm seeing everything, but I don't see anything specific. Do you think that's the best? We'll do the Triple H thing. Is that what's best for business? Is Tiffany getting the title back, or is it better to push somebody new?
It's always better to push somebody new, but again, something got robbed of your glory.
I think Tiffany's already made.
All right, that'll lead us into the Men's Iron Survivor Challenge.
Jabroni as a whole, and my Mount Rushmore. My Mount Rushmore is just anything that Trick does is gold for me now. I mean, he is probably one of my favorite wrestlers in the ring, out the ring. Everything he's gearing towards, the Melo stuff, everything he's doing with this Iron Survivor thing, I just love all of it. But he's not winning. Sorry. Because he got a story with Melo, so he can't win this.
But can he?
Damn it. That like... He can. I agree with you, Dave. This is like a banger. Take Dijak out, and it's a 5-star classic.
And honestly, Dijak was going to be my winner because I was thinking of somebody who Ilya could beat.
Gets back to what I was just saying, to like depend on how they're gonna do this. Is it gonna be the legit number one contender? You know, they fight within the next month or so. Dragunov versus Dijak. That would be a banger.
Yes.
You know, like it's...
And they have history.
It gives Dijak a step up again, you know, puts him in the main title picture for once, you know.
Dijak still got Nightwolf. Finish that story.
But we don't need it. DJ Nightwolf is done.
God damn.
But
it's a little much, Ty.
I really want Briggs to have a showing in this. Mm-hmm. Show me what you got. You want a big stage. No.
Yeah.
Show me what you have.
So if Trick wins and we're setting up a match, you know, Donald, you said you're going to see, you think this is going Triple H, HBK.
Yes.
You know, you could basically have, you know, Mello screw Trick out of that match.
Yeah.
You know, and set up Stand and Deliver. So if they do it at, say, Vengeance Day. Mm-hmm. So those are the two. Those are my two that I think have potential to win, Dijak and Trick. Either match I would enjoy. I think Trick makes most sense right now. He's hot, you know. He has huge momentum in NXT right now.
He does.
You know. So it would, I think everybody would, you know, enjoy Trick winning this. So Dijak would be my personal opinion, but I think I'm going to go, my actual prediction would be for Trick.
I'm tossing up between Braun or Trick.
I don't need Braun back in the title picture at all.
Just because he needs something to do, man.
You need to go back to destroying town.
It's just anybody, it's everybody's storyline. Just the most random people. Like, but give me Trick.
All right, Jason, you had mentioned your match of the night earlier. Is that, after going through the card, is that still your match of the night?
Toss up between that and Dom and Dragon Lee.
Okay.
When you have the third best in the world fighting on any night.
They, got that match they had before on SmackDown.
Or, yes.
Yeah. Or Raw, whichever one it was.
I'm not expecting. I'm hoping the Iron Survivors could go, but I'm not expecting either of them to stand out. Mm-hmm. My money wants to go to the North American Championship, but I'm going to change it up. I'm going to go steel cage match. I'm hoping that becomes match of the night.
Okay. My jabroni part on this, it was just overall with the Iron Survivors, the men and the women's. Sure. Whenever they had their little preview of all of them in the ring talking, the women, and then it just broke out into a brawl. And then the men's broke out into a brawl, and then a second brawl. Like, I had enough of that. Man, I don't need whenever a group...
An AEW booking.
Yeah, yeah. Like, whenever a brawl happens, whenever there's three or more people happening all the time. I mean, I know it's the go-home shows and all that stuff, but yeah, you got to chill on that. Everything don't need to be a brawl.
I told Dawn they booked it how you book Raw on SmackDown before pay-per-view. You just do the same thing they did on Raw. Rinse and repeat.
Yeah.
It was just too much. And like Jason said earlier in the week to me, like with the men's, you had your brawl already. There was no need for them to come out a second time after Iliad and Corbin's meeting in the ring.
Yeah.
There was absolutely no need for that.
True. Okay. So that's NXT deadline tonight. How do you guys feel about the card overall? You know, after talking about it, excited for the card, not excited for the card?
NXT, I'm always excited. They always
my favorite promotion out there, so I'm excited for it.
I said this to Donald yesterday. Me and him were talking, and I said, the last couple NXT events, that I've watched, I haven't watched TV in a bit, but the main events and TV that I watch just hasn't got me into it. Like that last event, I thought was awful that they put on. Mm-hmm. So it's like this is kind of like the make or break NXT with me. Like if I don't enjoy this, like I think NXT might be wiped off for me. But
what do you mean, like the Halloween Havoc or their
I'm trying to think. Yeah, no, it wasn't Halloween Havoc. It was whatever the actual like pay per view was.
Oh, okay.
Like that just did nothing for me.
You still don't have the takeover feel to you yet.
No, not even close. Like, it's cool that they're touring, you know, because that gives like the energy from the audience. But I don't know. It just doesn't. It doesn't like do anything at all. Like, the whole show, really. So we'll see. We'll see how this goes. You know, I don't know if I haven't decided yet which one I'm going to watch live tonight yet. You know, whether I watch Deadline or Impact, because I can watch both of them. So, I'll figure that out as the night goes on. Before we get into Impact, why don't we go through Jabronis? Don, you just covered yours. Did you have any other ones, or was that? Yeah.
No, because I don't watch anything else. So,
Jason, what was your Jabroni of the week?
Mine's just in the world of wrestling, but out of the ring. Okay. I'm gonna go with the casting of the Iron Claw.
Really?
Yes.
We're going with this already without even coming out.
We're going with this already. I was just thinking, like, Texas Tornado is tall. Zac Efron and the other guy, they're short guys. They're like 5'8". I looked it up. Everybody's at least a half a foot smaller than they are. A half foot smaller than they are in real life. So that's like Steve playing Chris, Donald playing me. Like, it may not sound like much when you say like half a foot, but when we're standing outside,
yeah,
it's a huge ass difference.
Yeah, I mean, they could do lifts. I don't know if they're going to, but they could do lifts.
Lifts ain't gonna bump you up 6 feet or six.
No, no.
I need that camera work.
Look, like, they got all these frail dudes playing wrestlers. Not frail, but they work the body out.
I was going to say, that, right? The pictures, they don't look frail. So
these short kings. Playing legit wrestlers. Come on.
Vince McMahon down here, like, you need to be at least 6 foot to step in my ring.
Especially back then when, you know, like, oh, they're giants and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. You can't have it.
The small. If you look at the matches, they're smaller than everybody in the ring. I think the tallest one is 6'2", and he's playing the 6'8" guy. If you can make 6'2" look like 6'8", you're a master cinematologist, whatever you call it.
It's all about camera angles.
That's what post production's for. People like, we just could lift you up. There you go.
Shoot everything from above the waist.
Filming the movie was like, what, $100,000? After CGI, it's gonna be $3 million.
And then who does MJF play?
I'm not sure.
The devil.
Don't look at that character too, because MJF ain't tall.
MJF is playing MJF.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he's one of the brothers or if he's like another wrestler.
No, I don't think he's one of the brothers.
It's probably playing Ric Flair. Woo!
Somebody didn't want their name used in the film. Did you know who that was? I just saw the article, but I couldn't remember who it was. No. Okay.
I just seen the picture. I didn't know what it was for. I had no idea.
Was it a family member, or was it?
No, it was another wrestler. It might have been Michael Hayes. I don't know.
Oh, because it's not a WWE film. He couldn't have his name in the film. How do you guys feel about the movie? Like, other than that, do you think like something you're going to want to watch or not into it?
I knew nothing about the movie until Jason said something about it.
Mm.
I just seen pictures of Efron and MJF, and I was like, what's this for? I wasn't looking into it.
Yeah.
I've watched the trailer. I've seen like a couple. the dude that's on the Bear. I don't know what his name is, but he's in it. He plays one of the brothers too. I think he play. I think he might play Kevin, the tallest of the tall.
No, he plays. He plays Texas, or he plays.
He's Carrie.
He's or who's the main character about? I don't think Carrie's the main. I don't think Carrie's the main character.
Then it might be Kevin. So Kevin's the last surviving brother. So
you said Kevin?
Yeah.
So Kevin's Efron. He's Carrie, and then the other guy is the tallest brother.
Okay.
Yeah. You got some shoes to fill to play Texas Tornado.
Oh, absolutely.
Somehow,
my favorite wrestler's growing up.
That's somehow the movie's gonna be about Hogan.
wait for that red carpet interview.
I don't know. You're not gonna sell me on a Zac Efron movie. This is High School Musical. So,
damn Taquan. Jeez.
I don't know, I don't think it's gonna be one that I go see in the theater, but whenever it's streaming, I'll give it a watch. So we'll see how that goes. Anything else for Jabroni of the Week, or is that it?
That's it.
I'm gonna go for this week. Just more of a discussion again. But the Jabroni itself will be WWE budget cutbacks this week, and the two that one was officially acted upon, and one's talked about at the moment. And could be acted upon in 2024. The one that's definitely happening is that WWE has eliminated WWE Home Video. So there won't be any more DVDs or Blu-rays released after the end of this year. They said there could always be a potential, one-off release or something here or there, like special edition. But somebody like me that was a big collector of WWE DVDs and stuff before the network, you know, I haven't recently because they haven't been releasing as much, you know. Like, take this year, they released on Peacock, you know, the Cody Rhodes documentary and the Kurt Angle documentary. You know, we're just documentaries on there, no DVD release or anything like that. So there hasn't been much to buy, really. And stuff that they were releasing was just on the network. So, you know, that's really turned off for me. But, you know, that's going away.
I can see why. I mean, it's with the times, of course.
Exactly.
And maybe
like documentaries, I'd keep it. If it was like shows, I'd do it with the shows.
I can see, like Mania. You could put a Mania one out because people still buy it.
But then they were still dropping DVDs. They weren't even dropping the Blu-ray.
Yeah. Because even after they started doing the Blu-ray, they cut that back first. Mm-hmm. I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like Don, what you said, it's going with the times. You know, you had mentioned Target got rid of their department. Best Buy already announced that they're getting rid of their department, you know, this upcoming year. So it's the way everybody's going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or it'll be back in a couple years, 10 years.
There'll be an outrage once people's contents, you know, how they take stuff back every month and all that stuff. Like, oh, you're not going to get this. Once that happens, people get mad about it and. It'll come back.
I mean, I still have all my WWE DVDs.
I do too.
I still have all my WWE VHSs.
I do also.
You know, it's like, and I always keep thinking about, like, what do I do with these things? You know, like, other than just keep them in storage at this point, you know?
Very true.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the same way. I notice. I used to pop in a wrestling DVD whenever I didn't have anything else to watch. I rarely go on to Peacock to watch something.
Mm-hmm. And Peacock could cut content also, too, like within the match and all that stuff. Then plus I like going back and watching my DVD or VHS collection because of the music sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, to get that official music they had during that era.
Yeah, because One Night Stand 2005, Enter Sandman, doesn't hit the same way as the pay-per-view did.
I can't tell you the last time I used a Blu-ray or DVD. I refuse to get off the couch and put one in, but I'd still rather do that than navigate through Peacock, like you said, bro.
It's different. Like, it's just... Yeah, I don't know. It's... it'll be interesting to see how this moves forward, you know, but you know, in a few years, are the hipsters going to be one DVDs and Blu-rays again?
Vinyl's what happened with vinyl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vinyl and VHSs. Man, they're all about VHS tapes, too.
Man, vinyl made a strong comeback.
So I actually, so getting Christmas stuff out, I found some Disney VHSs that I didn't realize I still had. I was like, oh, I might have to look on eBay for this.
Yeah. My money used to collect, especially the diamond ones.
Yeah. So that was one of them. And then the other cutback, they didn't officially announce it yet. They just said something they're looking at is completely cutting house shows. So, you know, on the weekends, they run Saturday night's main event and Sunday Stunner or something like that now. And it looks like they're just moving in the direction of, if it's not for TV, it's not happening.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the stuff you see in house shows is just like, you get to see the wrestler's freedom, and that's good sometimes.
Yeah. They just, it's strictly from a budgetary perspective. This was somebody from Endeavor that was talking about it, saying that they lose money on the house shows, and they just don't see it being something that, you know, is feasible as down the road at some point.
I can see them doing it in the big cities, because the big cities could get a Raw or a SmackDown or a pay-per-view, but like the small towns,
you look scared.
Yeah, I think like I think that's what they look forward to. So they shouldn't have cut them for, like, you know, the smaller towns.
And that's actually, he brought that up in the conversation, that C and D markets do better because that leads to more people coming in and even turn around watching on TV afterwards.
Yeah.
So those markets do better, but I guess they're still losing money on the, even in those markets.
I wouldn't cut them. I'd cut back, because you still need the repetitions for the wrestlers.
Yeah. Especially if you're going into a feud, you know, you want to get to know your opponent.
Yeah. I don't see them doing like what AEW does. You know, AEW uses them 1 or 2 days a week, and then they can do indies or do whatever they want to do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For some of them, not everybody, but
yeah.
I don't see WWE going that way.
No, not at all.
No. So. We'll see.
And they also cut Mackenzie Mitchell last week.
Yeah.
She was backstage for NXT.
And I saw Shawn Michaels say that he wasn't even aware that it was happening. He was just as surprised whenever he heard.
Isn't that Vic Joseph's girl?
I think so.
It is. That's his wife.
Not RIP, but
because he was a highlight to me. Highlight the show.
I mean, that tells you how much pool Big Joseph has.
I was like, why is Wes sad? I didn't realize he had a back injury. I thought he was just playing up that McKenzie's gone.
Then you know what that tells
then
you.
He came out of cuts.
You know what that tells you about Vic Joseph, Donald? Guess who's next?
Exactly. You could be gone too.
Hey Ava, we need a new spot for you. You're not gonna be the general manager anymore.
Don't put her on.
You want to be at the desk with Booker? Or you want to be in the back with a mic?
She needs some vocal training to be on commentary.
Yeah. So I don't remember who it was. There was something that I watched or recently, it was a few weeks back, and they were talking about, like, Dusty used to do promo class in NXT, and since Dusty passed, and what are we talking about, like 10 years now, they haven't had promo class. No one's taken over that role. Like, I get no one can fill Dusty's shoes, but if anybody needs promo class right now, it's this class of NXT.
I thought Smiley was back there working with him too.
Nah, I don't think Smiley was working with that, with promos. Mm. I know he was in ring. I don't think he was with promos. There's only one man who could do it, but his schedule is busy. Heyman.
Mm. Oh, I thought you were going for a joke there.
No.
I thought you were going to say Rick.
No, Heyman.
Yeah. It's not a bad one.
I mean, but do you even need somebody to head it? Like, I mean, as long as you got people like working out their routines. you'll be good.
Did you hear that summit with the female Iron Survivors?
Yeah, but then I mean, you're giving people like, here, say this. They're not, I mean, you can run classes without, you know, Dusty having to be there.
Or, you know, I mean,
or Paul.
Bailey's still on TV a lot, but, you know, she's willing to help the youngers out. She could be another one.
Yeah.
Promo classes?
Mm-hmm. Everybody start out, ding dong, hello. All right. So let's get into impact predictions now. Jason, you got your popcorn?
No.
You're about to go 8 for 8.
We got 8. With a countdown match, we got 8. So we'll kick it off here. Got countdown match, Frankie Kazarian versus Sheldon Jean.
Kazarian. 1. Bucket.
I don't know who Sheldon Jean is. Could be Sheldon Benjamin.
It's not Sheldon Benjamin.
It's Impact Man. Yeah, that's an Impact Man.
The silver standard.
You see how bad we are. How bad I am with this. I'll go Kazarian.
Donald going against the young talent. I'm going for Sheldon Kazarian's definitely an obvious choice. Sheldon's a young talent. I think this would do more for Sheldon. So I'm going with him for this one.
If it ain't on TV, but it didn't happen.
On YouTube.
If it ain't on TV, it didn't happen.
Going on the main card. Impact Digital Media Championship, Tommy Dreamer versus Diener.
Tommy Dreamer is another one of those ones that got to be done. I mean,
I'm not going to argue with that.
I mean, come on.
I've been watching him in the ring this year, and it's looking rough. Like, I like Tommy. Don't get me wrong.
I do,
like
too.
Tommy,
I do.
You know.
But this ain't 1996.
Yeah. Like, if Tommy has to have a title in 2023, 2024, this is the title to put on Tommy. But it's not. It's run its course for me.
The only title he needs is GM of Impact. That's the only title he needs.
Yeah.
I hate this title altogether, but I'm going to go Dieter.
I'm not a fan of this title either, Jason. Like, it's your TV title, but, you know.
It's just another title. That's all what it is.
Yeah.
Just another title. I'm going Diener.
I'm going to go with Tommy. I think he'll retain it. But it's time to put this belt on somebody else. Whenever the TNA transition happens, it's time to put the belt on somebody else. Up next, we got Rhino versus Moose. AKA my bathroom break match of the night.
Two of the same people fighting. Again, Rhino's another one of those ones that it's time to hang it up. I mean, how many times can I see the gore?
Yeah. Somebody that has been in, you know, off and on. He's had different runs in different companies, but Rhino, I think, was there for the first pay-per-views in 2004, 2005. Mm-hmm. So he's been in the company almost 20 years, you know, not consistent, but you know, plus the ECW stuff for however long he was in ECW before that, you know, 5 or more years.
In WWE.
Yeah.
Back and forth with that. I'm going Moose. Yep.
Give me Moose.
I'm going to go with Moose as well. I think it just makes sense. Moose is the number one contender right now. You got Nusko.
That's the same thing I was wondering.
Moose has Alex Shelley at Hard to Kill next month, so. That's Warner Brothers. Sponsored by. They can't do that.
AEW's match of the night.
God, no. Jake something versus Jason Hotch.
Sound like two fraternity brothers fight each other.
I'm actually not too familiar with Jason Hotch. Jake something is a talent that for a few years I really didn't care about. in Impact. You know, like he was one of those ones, like whenever I talk about talent that I don't care about and I would just fast forward through a match or something, mm-hmm. that was Jake something there for a bit. 2023 has changed my mind a little bit on Jake something, you know, like over time. So I'm going to go with Jake something just for that reason, but I can't give like an actual good reason for either one.
I feel like we've seen Jason Hotch in person.
We might have.
I think. But I'm going to go with Jake something.
Jake something.
It's exactly what their name is. They come from a town called Parts Unknown. Up next with a match that I think could have real potential, we've got Mike Bailey versus Trey Miguel.
Anytime either two of these are in the ring, it possibly could be a match of the night.
Yeah.
And these two are in the ring with each other. Match of the night for me, calling it now. But I'm going with Bailey. Going with the younger talent.
He's on a hot streak.
Yes, he is.
Bailey.
Bailey.
Yeah.
We'll go 3 for 3.
Yeah. That's the one that's called Ospreay, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think he'll lose this match.
Potential for match of the night. Here's a question. You know, this isn't for a title. You know, X Division title isn't on the line at this event. But do you... TNA was always known for doing like high-flying, usually X Division-style matches to open up a card. You put this one on first? Because it's kind of where I put it, but...
To get the crowd into it, yes. You know, that's always the formula for any promotion.
Yeah.
Minus WWE. But yeah. You get the crowd riled up.
I think this next match could have potential too for an opener. So after we go through this, see what you think. Impact World Tag Team Championship, ABC versus Eddie Edwards and Brian Myers. I think you give either one of these matches, I think the crowd gets hyped for that. But sometimes I don't like title matches necessarily, yeah. Always to open up the show.
Give me Bay and Austin to return. Or to return, yeah, retain.
They just got the belts back the last event. They ain't dropping it right now. ABC for the win.
Yeah, same. I don't need to see ABC drop the belts. They've been a tag team longer than I've expected them to be a tag team. Mm-hmm. You know, they've done some single stuff in between too, but you know, they've been holding steady for that. Yes. So all right, around the horn, they're gonna retain.
I know a tag team that's better than them.
Go ahead.
The Usos.
Pretty dead.
Did they do anything last night?
They did not.
No.
I didn't think so.
No.
I was looking for stuff. And
so that was really? So that was a waste of time for me fast forwarding through SmackDown.
Yeah. you watched Phil though the whole segment, right?
Who?
Up next.
I wanted to turn so bad. I was looking at my phone. I rolled over on the other side.
Trinity and Jordan Grace versus Deonna Purrazzo and Giselle Shaw. So, I'll preface this with Deonna is rumored to be leaving.
Mm-hmm.
That her contract's up and that she's going to be heading out of Impact, which surprises me.
So, how are they playing this? Is this a good team?
This is WWE booking of Trinity and Jordan are fighting and Hard to Kill. So, uh-huh. Their last.
So, they got a tag together.
The go home show, they need to have the tag match okay. together. They have to coexist before they can fight each other.
Because all I see is these four twerking together on my timeline. And you're killing kayfabe. Just to have a match right here. Like, I hope nobody's like Uber Hill in this match.
I'd say if anybody, the strongest heel, because for me, Deonna love and hate her. They love to hate her, and she plays a heel, but they boo her, like they cheer her when she comes out. Yeah. You know, she's given her time, and she's just Deonna fucking Purrazzo.
Yeah,
at this point, if anybody's this a stronger heel in this match, it would be Giselle. Okay. You know, kind of playing up almost like a Beautiful People type storyline in a way.
Okay. I mean, I'm going. Go, Jason.
Trinity and Jordan can't lose. Oh, they could, and it sparked it. But yeah, I don't think they lose.
Yeah,
I'm going with Purrazzo and Shaw. Could be Trinity. Like something will happen with Trinity and Grace. They'll get in each other's face. Then somebody will get rolled up, and you know, just add it to the story.
Come on, a roll up.
Roll up.
Come on. He's like, I've seen this match a million times.
Deadliest move in all professional wrestling, right? Especially in women's wrestling. Got to go Trinity and Jordan, right? You know, it's just, that's the match next month, so I don't see them losing. Main event, Motor City Machine Guns, Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin. Alex Shelley, the Impact World Champion, Chris Sabin, the X Division Champion, versus Josh Alexander and Zack Sabre Jr., Donald's favorite wrestler in the world, making his debut in Impact Wrestling.
Yep, and for that, Motor City Machine Guns were to win. Because I don't recognize Josh Alexander as partner.
Who's the champ right now?
Alex Shelley.
So, what kind of pay-per-view is this? Is this like a Survivor Series? You have one.
No, this is like an in your house.
Okay. Okay. You have one title on the line, and it's the one singles title on the line. It's the digital.
You got two. You got the tag title and the digital. That's it.
Okay. Yeah.
That's it, though.
Yeah. It just seemed like it's one of those mid pay per view that's leading up storyline to the bigger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We got a run in here.
Yo,
how you doing?
I literally pulled a Jason and just woke up.
How you pulling me? I'm on time every just, show,
bro. Bro, just woke up, bro. I got 7 missed calls from my wife, 6 text messages. I called her back and she's like, yeah, you didn't wake up. I'm like, why didn't you wake me up before you left? And she was like, because it was like 9 o'clock. It wasn't time for you to get up yet. I'm like, what do you mean it wasn't time for me to get up yet? It's 9 o'clock. I'm sleeping in on Saturday. She's like, I called you 7 times. I'm like, my phone's on vibrate and I don't have my watch is charging. Like listen, she's been sick all week and I hope I'm not getting whatever she had because I literally slept 13 hours.
Hey, your body needed that.
Bro, I haven't slept that long since I was like 19. I was all flustered. I woke up trying to figure out where I was at, what time it was, everything else. I couldn't get the time to show on the TV because it was YouTube TV, so I kept trying to figure it out. And finally, I rolled over, and I rolled over on my nightstand and was like, oh, yeah, it's fucking noon. Look here, hold on. This is her calling me right now. Hold on, I'm gonna mute myself.
So this is an interesting match for me. Because whenever New Japan talent comes in, sometimes like whenever they do those talent exchanges, sometimes you just never know. You know, like right now there's no match set up for any of these guys other than Alex Shelley at Hard to Kill. Alex Shelley's got Moose. The rest of them, I think me and Steve talked about this a couple times recently about what do you do with Josh Alexander and what are you doing with Zack Sabre Jr.? Like, does that lead to a match with them at the next event? Which I would like to see, and I would also like to see potentially Will Ospreay add to that to make an awesome triple threat match. But with Ospreay signed to AEW, I know he's coming in to wrestle once in the TNA ring, but I don't know if it's just going to be a one-off or if they're going to do something with him before he heads to AEW. So for that, I'm going to go with Motor City Machine Guns, just because I think you have to set up a match with Josh Alexander and Zack Sabre Jr. outside of this.
You still think that's where they go for a Hard to Kill?
I don't know if that's definitely what's happening, because the whole thing with Ospreay signing with AEW is kind of throwing a little wrench in what I was expecting to happen.
Well, Ospreay wants he wants to run back Alexander again.
I'd like to see it as a triple threat more than just a one-on-one with the three of them, but
I don't know. That's well, who said is the Saban? Saban doesn't have anybody for Hard to Kill yet, right?
No, not right now. So you could open something up with that too.
I mean, Zack Sabre Jr. and Chris Saban is that's a pretty enticing matchup for myself. We know Shelly is tied up at Hard to Kill already.
Yep. Got Moose already.
So if you're gonna run with him and Moose, and you have Alexander and Ospreay running back, you go Saban and Shelly one on one, or I'm sorry, Saban and Zack Sabre Jr. I'm cool with those three matchups at Hard to Kill if that's what you're gonna go with.
I wouldn't be upset with that matchup.
Have them two wrestled against each other before, Saban and Zack Sabre in New Japan?
They may have offhand. I don't know for sure.
So, yeah, that's what I do. But as far as this tag team matchup goes, give me Alexander and Zack Sabre Jr. Just for shits and giggles.
Okay. Honestly, whatever team wins, I'm happy with in here.
My mic sounds that bad.
That's the phone.
Is it my mic sound that bad, or is that just my voice?
Right? That's your morning voice.
That sounds clear.
Yeah. That's his just woke up voice.
Yeah. Give me a Saber and Alexander.
Gotta get out of bed for a payday, Taquan. I can't believe I did that. I'm a grown ass man and I overslept my own podcast.
The 100% meaning of dumb mark.
Yes. If you want an example of what this show is, just roll that clip back about, I don't know, 10 minutes ago where I just say, I overslept. Terrible.
We just made it a call-in show. That's all we did today.
So, hey, long-time listener, first-time caller, I'd really like to talk about Zack Sabre Jr.
Damn, guy, I love the show.
Well, that's us. We ain't spring chickens anymore.
Don, remember Wrestle Pit?
Yes.
The Matt Taven match?
Yes.
Jason Hart was one of the guys in those.
Okay. Oh, that was the guy who was patting himself on the back.
I thought he was a cowboy dude, but no, he's that guy. So
okay, yeah,
he changed my mind from Jake something to Jason Hotch.
Okay. Same here.
Barry Horowitz patting himself on the back.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we're in 2020.
Jason Hotch.
We're in 2023, and nobody has stolen that gimmick from Horowitz.
You just like, you have.
Well,
you
of have. Course I have. I know I have. but I'm talking about on a professional wrestling standpoint. Nobody has, out of everything that has been stolen and redone, you think with all the just egomaniacs that somebody would steal the, I'm going to pat myself on the back gimmick. Nope. Hasn't happened yet.
When DMW starts and we have our own wrestling league, then you can start patting yourself on the back on TV.
I pat myself back on the back right now just for logging into this podcast.
For showing up.
Listen, we don't need to know what you're doing without a camera on right now, okay?
I would turn the camera on, but like as Jason said, when you first that first wake up face, yeah, no, it's not pretty right now.
That's exclusive.
Face every week whenever he logs in.
Yeah, that's exclusive. Nobody used to see that.
Right.
Let me throw some water in the eyes.
All right, so Steve, while you're here, we have a game this week. Jason, set it up.
I did Barry push Barry release of people whose careers were cut short. Still in the business, but who would you have liked to see more?
Interesting.
Corey Graves, Jason Jordan, Tyson Kidd.
You put some thought into this.
A little bit. Not much.
Well, I mean, it's still all WWE guys.
So. I mean, because I couldn't think of anybody else, and I tried to keep it like people who were like still in the business and not, you know, either gone or just done wrestling altogether.
So Graves was in NXT. Career ended with concussions, correct?
Yes.
And then Jason Jordan was main roster, neck injury. And Tyson Kidd was main roster neck injury, but got hurt by Samoa Joe in an NXT match. So there's a lot of ties between the three as far as NXT, main roster, who's where what. Taekwon got pushed Tyson Kidd, Barry Corey Graves released Jason Jordan. I'm not saying that name for him. Yeah.
I feel like there's Kurt Angle's son.
Yeah, release Kurt Angle's son. I don't know. This is
interesting.
Yeah.
So Jordan was majority tag team wrestler, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think Tyson Kidd's best run was in a tag team with Cesaro.
Yeah.
And Graves. See, I didn't watch NXT when Graves was there.
Same here.
He was.
But he tagged, right?
I think it was him and Neville were tag team champs down there.
Yeah. So, again, more similarities.
They weren't really a tag team, but.
Just one of them thrown together.
Yeah. He had a good run in NXT. He had a good run here in Pittsburgh in the Indies, too.
Yeah. Out of the three, I think Jason Jordan had the look to go the furthest. I think Tyson Kidd's the best wrestler, and Corey's the best promo.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, if you were to mash up all three of them, you would have a top WWE superstar.
Yes, you would.
Between the look, the wrestling, and the promo. Yeah. Like, this was, you know, like build your favorite quarterback, and they do all that.
Yeah.
Type games, build your favorite wrestler. Like, these aren't three bad people to select from.
For me,
I'm gonna go push Jordan. I really wanted to see what he had. Barry Kidd and release Graves.
That's the exact same way I'm going to.
Mine was push Jordan, Barry Graves. I just wanted to see what kind of heel he would be, just because I know he's pesky on the mic, and then release Tyson Kidd.
Like, I think Jason had just such unlimited potential, mm-hmm. you know, in the company. Like, who knows where he could have gone. Mm-hmm. Tyson, that's why I say bury him too, because it's like, if you're not going to push him, at least I can still watch him. Mm-hmm. And I always enjoyed watching Tyson Kidd match. So.
I think Tyson, you know where you stand at. Like, he's never going to be main event.
Mm-mm. Hell of an NXT run for him, though.
It was.
Did you have a match?
Yeah, it was.
Match is. I mean, you got some of the most, arguably some of the best NXT matches of all time.
And he had character come out in that too.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. There was so much there with him in NXT, but you didn't get it on the main roster.
No. Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy.
I didn't see him in NXT. Yeah. I missed that little run.
Yeah, that was a good run. Even Natalya was down there with him.
Okay.
And stuff that she was doing was incredible down there too.
I will just because he's a local guy, I'll push Graves. I'll bury Jordan and release Kidd.
Okay.
But I'm pushing Graves as a heel, like Jason said.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be a heel.
Yeah.
Could never see him as a face.
I think if he would ever have been a top heel, he would have been that cool heel, you know, so people love to hate him.
I don't know. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see.
Yeah. He'd be a Logan Paul. Oh no, they just hate. They just hate him.
I think they just hate Logan. They just hate Logan Paul.
All right. So obviously that's the game for the week. Did you guys broke down both shows?
Yeah. Broke down both shows. Do you have your Mount Rushmore Jabroni you want to talk about?
So let me hear who's just give me a quick recap of Mount Rushmore and Jabroni so I don't say the same thing again.
Last Legend, Mount Rushmore, Jabroni, the Iron Claw film.
Oh, whoa.
The casting.
Oh, the casting. I was
yeah, gonna say, everybody's a half a foot shorter than their portrayed wrestler. So.
Well, I mean, everybody puts lifts in their boots in wrestling anyways. Like, that's what Chris said. You didn't get 5-inch lifts. There's people out there.
It's a movie. CGI is going to be involved. Post-production.
Like these are they running around Dakota Kai boots. No.
Yeah, last was up there for me this week. That was one of the more impressive things I've seen in a wrestling ring in a really long time. Even if Otis has his part to play in completing the slam, that's still impressive as all hell.
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah, like I was saying, we talk about moments over matches, and that could be a makeable moment.
That was a moment. That shit went viral like wildfire.
That's what I said to Donald or to Jason. I said that I saw that on stuff that wasn't even wrestling on in reels. So people were paying attention to
that. And it turned half the crowd that night. So
Donald, good with yours.
My Mount Rushmore was Trick Williams. And my Jabroni was the brawls for the Iron Survivors, men and women's. And Dragon Lee just getting a title shot out of nowhere.
Well, Wes Lee is legitimately injured, so you got to give somebody the title shot.
Oh, I knew that. That he's legitimately injured, but I'm just saying that Dragon Lee just pulled a Charlotte Flair. Like, yeah, I'm just gonna get a title shot. Dom Dom takes.
I mean, it makes sense. They've been back and forth on the main roster a little bit, like.
But that's my match of the night for NXT.
Is Dragon Lee and Dom Dom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Any surprise there?
No surprise, none at all.
My Mount Rushmore was Impact in Mexico this week, just for something different style matches and matchups. And then Jabroni was the WWE cutbacks of eliminating WWE home video and eliminating house shows.
Why is that a Jabroni for you?
For me, for like the home video, we talked about it that, you know, it's just a sign of the times. It's changing and it's got to happen. But I've been a huge collector of DVDs.
Well, yeah, collector. I get the collector aspect of it.
Like, I get it. Like, I get it from the business standpoint of it. Like, I'm not arguing that they shouldn't be doing either one, but.
Like, you still want that physical copy.
Yeah.
Do you think if you cut back on house shows, because a lot of times you see them work out a gimmick, work out a feud on the house show loop, do the match a couple times before it actually makes TV. At least that's how they always operated under Vince. I haven't been to a house show under Triple H yet, so I don't know how different it is, if it's different at all. But do you think main roster-wise it will – will you notice a difference in the product at all if the house shows get tailored down?
That's what Donald said. A lot of talent works out their gimmicks. You know, they need that in ring time. You know, to get better. And
I mean, potentially you could be looking at like that.
You said the feuds.
Yeah, it'll be different because even though NXT. Was just NXT, but you had the Performance Center there, so you're working. Mm-hmm. Even when you're not doing TV, you're working and performing at the center. And then they also had their little Florida house show loop that they did prior to COVID. So, like, they got time to get out there in front of a crowd and everything else.
They're doing those again. So they've been back on that this year. So I don't know if that's going to go away too, or if it, they're just talking main roster.
I mean, AEW announced they were doing house shows and they ran, what, one?
I think two.
So, see, from a business standpoint, it's a lot. You're paying talent, logistics, booking arenas, fees, everything, all that. Is it the most marketable way to get your product across and earn money in 2023? Probably not.
And AEW did something different this week that I think they did for the first time, and I'm kind of interested in seeing where this, if this changes things up for them, where they traveled to the same town, did Collision on Tuesday, and then did Dynamite Live Wednesday. And I'm wondering if we're going to start seeing more of those back-to-back tapings again.
Tapings of, for?
Where, so like they're live one night and then taping another show another night.
Taping
for, you know, so they're in their, for AEW.
Oh, AEW. Okay, I thought you were still on WWE. I don't want to go
back. No, but like with like this house show thing, that like I wonder if that's a way that even AEW will cut back on some money.
But like, how don't they, like saying WWE, why don't they just run, like, I don't get how they, like, go. I know you got to, like, find the venue, but they're jumping across the state just to come back to it, or across the country just to come back to another spot. Like, if you're in Pittsburgh, like Dawn said, work the local shows, do your Wilkes-Barre, your Hershey for the lesser markets. Yeah,
scream.
Scream. Like, map out your logistics, or map out your itinerary better.
Better, yeah.
They used to do that. Like, it used to be, like, you could play connect the dots, like, with anybody. And even AEW got away from that this year. Like, whenever they first started, they were doing that. Mm-hmm. Like, we're just working this area, and then we'll go back up, and then go over here. And, yeah, now they're just like,
well,
what is it? They were in Montreal this week. This upcoming week, they're going to be in Texas. It's like, makes no sense. But when you fly talent in and out every week.
Yeah. The cost with the house show model just seems to be more cost than profit, especially on the AEW side. You know, WWE, you may, between ticket sales and merch and everything else, you may break even. I don't think you're making, if you are making something, I don't think you're making a ton on a house show, but it, more than likely, you're just covering your own costs.
Wait for that. Spot.
All right. So is Pro still on the show? I saw he was in here early, but he might have left. My Mount Rushmore this week is none other than CM Punk. Okay. Wrestling aside, because in-ring wise, there was a lot to put on Mount Rushmore this week, and I didn't feel like breaking down each and every single one to say this was the best or that was the best, because I thoroughly enjoyed Sammy and Drew. You know,
they were best in the world.
But I went with best in the world. I went with spicy CM Punk, as he said last night on the show. And it's not so much Punk himself. It's just more the rollout. Like we talked about Randy Orton and his rollout last week coming out of the pay-per-view, and people were feeling like, oh, he got upstaged, but then you had him be the focal point on Monday night, you had him be the focal point on Friday night. He had the contract signing, you know, the interaction with the Bloodline, RKO and Nick Aldis, which I thought was hilarious. He gave him a $100,000 check last night and told him it was, you know, that's for next time, because the fine was $50,000. So that was good there. But I think it was just more the rollout of Punk and the interactions that you saw on the screen last night. And you set it up, announcing him to be on SmackDown Friday, and then you teased what's going to happen for Raw on Monday. So you're getting people to tune in to both shows based on how you're rolling them out. And that's how he should be used for rollouts like that. Put him in something interesting. You saw him with Cody in Aldis's office. I was like, okay, that's something there. There's history there. There's back and forth there. There's AEW history there. Hell. But there's a lot there. I saw him and Kevin Owens in the backstage. That one really got me like, yeah, I want to see that match. They are very much alike. And then you have Owens being damn near best friends with the Young Bucks for his entire career. So, like, how do you play? Can you put business over personal in that situation if you have them two go into a feud? Because I would love to hear them two on the mic against each other, personally.
This man's been wrestling less than Roman.
Who, KO?
No, CM Punk.
Oh. Yeah. So you got him and Owens interacting. Then you got him, Orton, and LA Knight interaction. Like, you work, and then the promo where you mentioned Seth without mentioning Seth by name, you threw in the cheesy, he's not the man in his own house line, whatever. I get it. But it's a dig to get Seth all pissed off after Seth just gave an interview talking about how he doesn't let emotions get to him, but that night he did. And, like, I just feel like they're working it the way they need to work it right now to get me to Seth versus CM Punk. So, saying, oh, that's all he got is that song, so you might as well keep chanting it. Like, I thought his digs last night at Seth were great. Tremendous. So,
it's not, he did his job.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I liked everything they're doing from a presentation wise to set up CM Punk to have me engaged to where he doesn't need to be on my screen every week. But when he's there, it's something that's going to matter or mean something, which is what a part time older legend is supposed to do.
I'm wondering how much they're going to use him, like if he's going to be on, like after he picks his brand on Monday. Is he going to be on every week? Or, you know, is he going to, like, every couple weeks they'll bring him back? Like, he'll take a couple week break and then come back for Rumble buildup.
This man ain't Cody.
As what? As far as being
he's on. He's a weekly talent. Yeah,
Cody's weekly. But you don't need.
Cody's not a part timer.
See, that's where AEW dropped the ball with Punk. Because. Regardless of if he wanted to be a weekly talent, you haven't wrestled in, what, 7 years? 8 years? You're in your 40s, middle 40s. We don't need you out there week to week, bro. Like, we could have you dibble and dabble. You can maybe wrestle a handful of matches more than what Sting does. But that, like, we don't need, like, you don't need him there every single week.
No.
And I feel like if they would have went that route, a lot of their problems wouldn't have crept up the way that they crept up. Granted, I think a lot of their internal fighting was just based off of the dynamic in the company itself and people running a wrestling company for the first time and EVPs who are workers who've never been EVPs before and just... Yeah, like there's a lot into it that's not there in WWE. But you didn't need him there every single week on TV in your main events winning titles. That was the fan Tony, TK booking.
Or contract negotiation.
Or that. So.
Okay. What was your jabroni?
My jabroni this week was the announcements for Ring of Honor. Final battle.
Athena injured.
Yo, they have Danielson and Yuta, you know, offer this challenge up 6 days before the show just to get, you know, another match on the card. And they're using it under the premise of Jay Briscoe. And we're going to honor Jay Briscoe by having this match with the BCC against FTR and Mark Briscoe. And we're just going to go out there and beat the hell out of each other. Like, okay, cool match announcement. Yay. But why was this not a story that was ran on the freaking show that you could have built to get me invested in wanting to see the damn match, because you had it based off of Jay Briscoe, who passed away this year?
It's not how he books Ring of Honor anymore.
And then you have the stupid Tony Nese in All Ego Ethan Page contract signing, where TK's in the ring and he does the oh, we're going to add a stipulation to this and it's going to be a last man standing match.
It was too many contracts this week.
Why are we why are we having a last man standing TK, match?
TK did the contract signing? Call,
yeah.
I thought Stokely was the GM of Ring of Honor.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Can you see what that long ass table?
Yeah, long like it was one of those castle tables, you know, in Shrek. It was the table from Shrek where he was just, you pass the salt and there's like 17 people that got to hand it down an assembly line to get it from one side to the other. The longest table in contract signings ever.
A James Bond villain table.
But yeah, just, oh, let's have a last man standing match between them two. It's like, but you just, again, you just had Ethan Page wrestle Kenny Omega, and it hasn't been seen in Ring of Honor. So what's he doing on the pay-per-view?
With a contract signing, no build.
With a contract signing. Like, it's the biggest feud in Ring of Honor ever that needs a contract signing.
You're definitely going to get your $9.99 worth out of this pay-per-view.
Like, I'm just I think I saved the tweet. Let me pull it up here regarding the ticket sales for Ring of Honor so far.
But Athena still can't get on TV.
But yet she's supposed to be being pushed to be the women's star of Collision coming up in 2024. You know what? I was born, but I wasn't born yesterday. Okay, you're not gonna pull that bullshit on me.
She could have been the women's star on any program in 2023 instead of the program that no one watches.
Yeah,
that's that 1994 Vince. I'm pulling the wool over your eyes. You don't see what's going on here.
Yeah.
That is a real life garbage man you see on TV.
I hate how fucking Elon Musk just fucked up X so bad. I can't find none of my bookmarks, none of my. But anyways, like this, I think the amount of tickets were that have sold for Ring of Honor, I think, are less than 2,000.
How big of a building, though?
I think it was like 3,500.
Okay.
So it's not even 50%. But it's like,
I mean, I'm sure they'll do exactly what they did here in Pittsburgh, you know, and blast out some emails for lower the ticket prices and do buy one, get one deals for it. And that'll bump it up a little bit.
You have talent. You have talent that are bitching publicly about not getting time on TV, and then they're allegedly getting fined. I thought Bryan Danielson played that up beautifully on Twitter or X when he sent out the tweet. If you don't watch Rampage,
Rampage.
I'm fining you all. Like he said, listen, I'm not. He said, do I sit on the committee? Yes. Am I the head of the committee? No. Like,
yeah.
But Brian's the feds. Yes, he is the feds. Absolutely. But yo, you have talent bitching about not getting time on TV. Wait. Ortiz and Santana. Santana comes back. He hasn't been seen in 6 weeks after his comeback. You rushed their feud for a match on Rampage. They ain't been on the screen since.
Yep, that is true. That's bad.
He's a champ somewhere else.
On an indie somewhere.
Scheduling conflict.
Yeah, whatever. But yo, you have
got four programs.
You have all these talents. What, like, I don't understand. Why are we not, why do we not? The only person that has been assigned to the Ring of Honor roster because she hasn't been able to get on TV anywhere else is fucking Athena, and she's the one that should be on AEW TV the most.
But if they put her on AEW, she wouldn't be getting what she wouldn't be doing what she does over there.
No, I listen. Don't bring her over. Leave her in Ring of Honor. Do not mess up that diamond. Do not mess up that diamond. That women's wrestler of the year in 2023, from my standpoint, as far as the entire package. Do not mess with that, because if you bring her over, you put her on TV once, and then I don't see her again until June's Battle of the Belts for, you know, against Nyla Rose's AEW Foreign National International TV Championship. I'm going to be pissed off.
She'll be the Black Sheeta. That's it.
That's definitely a possibility.
You have the women there to make your women's division exciting and matter and mean something, even without having like Thunder Rosa, who's been on the shelf with injury for over a year, Britt, who's been off with Adam Cole. Like, you still
Serena out injured,
but you still have women there that can be workhorses to build up a division to make it exciting and make people want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't done shit with any of them.
Ty said Santana's the House of Glory world champion.
Yeah. He ain't busy. That's busy. That's work. My man got tour dates. So.
I was paraphrasing. I wasn't going to say all that.
But yeah, it's just, the excitement I had for Ring of Honor Final Battle 2 years ago when it was their last show. And any excitement that I had last year's Ring of Honor Final Battle, where, you know,
the whole pay-per-view for Ring of Honor just isn't the same as whenever they were just running pay-per-views. Since they added TV, it's just gone downhill.
So
now they're booking a week out instead of booking 2 or 3 months in advance.
Yeah,
just like they did whenever AEW started, before like they had Dynamite as TV. They were doing the same thing. You got anything else, man?
Shout out TNA on their streaming deal. Lumped in. I don't know if it was brought up already or not.
No, we didn't know about.
But yeah, just kudos to them signing inking a deal with Endeavor for streaming.
Their streaming platform needed an update, so
going live January 5th, I believe the announcement said.
Yes.
So you'll have, they're calling it what, TNA Plus instead of Impact Plus.
So yep, they're getting the name change.
Yeah, TNA Plus. But I mean, look, you have 20 years worth of stuff. We know what Impact Plus was as far as a streaming service, but you know. At least now you have the capability to compete in that market, which somehow they got streaming before AEW did. So LOL AEW. How about that?
They had
TNA's been dead for how many years? They come back and get a streaming deal before AEW.
The thing that I laughed though was like their current plan is getting a price increase, so that's now going to be $10 a month or like $90 for the year. And then if you want the pay-per-views, which is good, I'm glad they're finally doing it, but that'll be like $220 for the year. So then you get everything included.
So wait, it's $220 for the year if you want pay-per-views.
If you want the actual like four pay-per-views that they do, like Bound for Glory and Slammiversary and Hard to Kill.
Plus the weekly show, the streaming, the back catalog, everything.
Yeah, and then the monthly events.
So you're looking at what, around,
if you buy TNA pay-per-views,
$20
it's worth it for you.
$20 a month.
Yeah,
roughly.
But you have to spend that $200 up front though. That's the only tier that you have. You have to spend the yearly.
You can't just apply when the per views come on.
The $10 one is $10 a month or like 90 something for the year, and then it's $220 for the year if you want the pay per views.
So if they're charging 90 for the year without the pay per views, and you have
correct,
but you're not just getting the
you're getting the monthly specials with that level.
With the $10?
You do. Like you do now, yeah.
Okay, so you're not getting...
You just don't get the big four. Okay.
So the big four, you're charging, what, 220 minus 90 is 130, 130 divided by... So you're looking at like $40 for a pay-per-view. Which so, AEW...
Works itself out.
Yeah, AEW is 50. I don't know. What's the Impact pay-per-view cost now?
I think it's 40.
So they didn't increase that. Like, hey, Taekwon, we're not going to do that. But yeah, no.
I think that's a good way to. I think that's a good place to end
it. Yeah. So that was it. I had several directions to go this week, but decided against it. And you know, beggars can't be choosers when you jump on an hour and 10 minutes late.
Sleeping in on us.
Yeah, definitely.
Tune in next week when I do it.
I might not even be on next week, so at all. But all right, guys, thanks for tuning to episode 165 of the Dumb Marks Podcast. Make sure you head over to all our social medias at Dumb Marks Pod. Give us a like, subscribe, hit the bell, get notifications when we go live each week. Email us, dumbmarkspod@gmail.com. And head over to dumbmarkspod.com for all the links and more of everything. And especially visit us on Spotify. Follow us on there. Listen to the show on there. Help us build that audience up. Donald, Jason, Steve, you guys got anything else before we wrap it up?
Congratulations to the Aliquippa Quips for winning another state title. Beat the boys down on Thursday, 60-14.
Are you a Quip?
I'm not a Quip, no. But I
it don't shot them out.
I support their program the way that the states try to screw them all the time.
Steve, do you have a quote for us, or if not, it's cool.
Let me see here. I do. Let me just find it. All right, this week's quote of the week for a little positivity on Monday. Mike Tyson once said, you have to train your mind to be stronger than your feelings or else you will lose yourself. You have to train your mind to be stronger than your feelings or else you will lose yourself, much like Eminem did in 8 Mile. So with that being said, I'm a Mark, you're a Mark, tell a Mark. And until next time, y'all can catch us around the way.
Bye-bye.